When David Banks was growing up, his father was in the Air Force. Mike Banks flew U-2 spy planes over North Vietnam in the late 1960s and early 1970s. He flew for 10 hours at a time, often over enemy territory, returning long after dark to his base in Thailand. Late at night after a mission, he would sit down with a tape recorder. He began recording messages to his wife and kids.
I hope you can hear me. I'm just talking lower and lower. I know I am. It's just the way I get it, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's all now almost 4:15 in the morning. I wish it was all over.
I wish it was all over, he said. Mike Banks sent cassettes home to his wife in Tucson, Arizona. Mary Banks recorded messages to send back, sometimes with the help from her youngest son, Dave.
What is it, sweetie?
Hello?
I'm talking to Daddy. I'm making a tape. You want to say hi? Tell Daddy what happened to you today.
I don't know.
What happened to you today?
I don't know.
What'd you do today?
I don't know.
What's that on your arm?
A shot. They had to stick a pin in my arm. Ouch.
The kid who got a shot in his arm is now an employee of National Public Radio. David Banks joins Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep to tell us about his father.
I was afraid you were going to play that clip.
Couldn't miss the chance. How old were you when these tapes were made?
I was about 6-7 years old. I was living in Tucson, Arizona, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
You were 6 or 7 years old when these tapes were made.
Mm-hmm.
Your father was gone for a long time.
Yeah.
This
must
have been about the only way you really knew him.
That was the first inkling that I had of my father. A picture that my mom would show me, and then we'd put the tape player on the dining room table, press play. And then I'd hear my father's voice saying, "Hi, kids. It would be Christmas. It would be Thanksgiving." And that was very typical for a lot of holidays. And I didn't even realize until now how lonely things could have gotten.
How often did these tapes arrive?
My mom and dad tried to get in touch with each other. Sometimes it would be a quick turnaround. That's why we have very few tapes. My mom and dad, they don't really pay military people very well, including pilots. And so they always taped over the tapes that they got. Nowadays, my mom and dad smack their heads and, geez, we really should have saved those earlier tapes because they kept doing it for years and years and years. And they would listen to it once or twice, a tape coming in, and immediately turn on the tape player and tape over it and send it back immediately. And, you know, the transit time would be sometimes 2 weeks. And it would always be after the fact, so they'd have to plan ahead when it came to Thanksgiving, Christmas, stuff like that.
Some of the tapes that have survived are quite touching. I'd like to play a tape from Mike Banks. He sends home, or attempts to send home anyway, a description of what it looks like to fly a U-2 plane at 68,000 feet in the evening.
I'm going to take my camera with me tomorrow on the flight because I've got to try to get a picture of that sunset. Somehow I've got to capture that and show it to you, because it is probably the most beautiful thing in the world. I cannot believe how pretty that sunset is. It's really phenomenal. It is really pretty.
Just before we started this interview, you handed me some photographs.
Yeah, I did. Those were the pictures that he was talking about, right on the edge of the atmosphere.
How do you think it affected you that he was away so much at a time that was so important in your life?
You know, it's really strange. I don't think I even realized that he was my father. Really looked at him and said, "Dad," until one moment we're in his beat-up pickup truck.
You're at what age now?
I think it was around 9 or 10,
okay.
Honestly. And I noticed this guy just kept sticking around. It's like, huh, you know. And I looked up at him. He was just staring straight ahead, driving, you know, just doing dad's work. And I looked up and I go, "Dad, that's my father." I remember the moment. I still remember the moment. I still remember the bondo, that truck that held that truck together. I still remember the scent of the pine and the magnolia outside. Every single moment is crystal clear, and that's the moment that I said, "Dad,